Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, everyone. Hello, hello. I am your host, Rashawn Burrell, and this is Faith is Your Way Out. This is a women's ministry where we encourage, inspire, uplift women through testimonies and stories from other women. Most of the women have, well, all of the women have encouraging stories of how they overcame some challenges in their faith. And the way they do that, they just come on, they talk to us, but we just kind of love on them, and we just are encouraging and listening to their stories. So tonight's topic is strong faith. And what we're talking about tonight is when you're going through something, we just kind of want to know where your faith should be at. And we know that you should be standing on very strong faith, especially during times when there's health issues, when there are times of death or just illnesses in the family where peace is shaken and you're feeling like some type of wavering in your faith. And we're here to just tell you at this time, you need strong faith. You need the faith there. You cannot play. When there was a time when my mother had surgery and I came to visit her, like the Holy Spirit was telling me, like, you need to go and see your mom. And something was going on. When I got to the hospital, she was kind of like, she didn't look right. And the story that she was telling me was like, I just need you to say the Lord's Prayer with me. She was like, if they're going to do something, they need to do it now. And in that time, I could just feel that this was not the time to be weak. This was not the time to start crying or just, you know, just being not strong. So right away, strong faith kicked in. I immediately started praying. Well, there was a nurse who was next to us, and she was listening to everything that was going on. So she immediately grabbed the doctor, and they brought my mother back into surgery. So when she came out in a couple, you know, it was like kind of touch and go. They were monitoring, and something wasn't right. Like, I don't know if something was dislodged. Whatever the situation was, at that time when we were going through this situation, we had to stay in strong faith. The family was in agreement. Me and my sister, some cousins, we were kind of like watching over her, just making sure everything was going right. There was no arguing. There were no disagreements during this time, only positive. Everybody was on positivity and strong faith. So tonight's guest had some challenges and some issues with her family where there were some situations with her mom had passed away, and then there were some challenges with her husband and his mother and his brother. So before we bring her on, I'm just going to tell you again where this is our second podcast, and I want to say that the first podcast did really well, and the two guests that we had on, it was just an amazing time. So we are planning on having that same thing again tonight. And again, my go-to chapters or scriptures in the Bible is Philippians 4:13, and that is, I can do all things through Jesus Christ which strengthens me. And that is where I stand on. That's just my go-to, and that's something I can just say. Also, I'm really into worshiping. Worshiping is like my major thing. I love to put on music, just something to encourage me, just something to remind me that God is with me always. So soon I'm going to be putting on, her name is India Day. This is my cousin. I call her sister cousin. She calls me sister cousin because we were raised together more like sisters than cousins. So she calls me sister cousin, and this is what it is, and this will be India Day, and we will be bringing her on. So shortly, she shall be connecting with us. India, we will be bringing you on right now. Are you there? India, can you hear me? Hello? India, are you able to hear us? Hey, how are you? Okay.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I am.
Are you hanging in there?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I am great. And like I was telling everybody, you are my sister cousin because we were raised together, more like sisters than cousins,
ma'am.
Like I already said. But,
yes, ma'am.
How are you tonight?
I am okay, you know, dealing with a lot of the aftermath things after COVID, after the passing of my mother, after the passing of my grandmother and then mother-in-law. It's been a lot, and I just really been getting into my spirit, and I find that the more you try to condition, is what I call it, I'm conditioning myself to get my spirit right, to get my faith up. The devil is at his busiest, and that's when I'm reassured that I'm definitely doing something right.
Amen.
Because the devil
that
is
right.
Really attacking.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is correct.
He does not want you to be in mind, body, and soul with the Lord. So just some of the things, like you were saying, I completely agree. I love to worship as well. I love to get my spirit fed with hearing just any of his gospel music. It just really feeds my soul, and we're product of church, and I'm just grateful to know him for myself, opposed to, you know, being forced as a child to go. As a child, it felt like punishment. And, you know, when you get older and you recognize and you're going through these battles, it's those times that, you know, you remember and lead on the most of when mommy, which is what we called our grandmother, mommy wouldn't play that. You're going to church, and it really helped you. It really conditioned you. It's just like a marathon. It really did. It really conditioned you to get your spirit and get your faith in order, and that is a real blessing. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of such a praying family. I miss that a lot with your mother, us just being on the phone and having worship, and also just a little laughter here and there, and you know, just it just really conditioned me for the unforeseen. I never thought a lot of the things that happened in my life would have really happened this way, but God is amazing. And when you feel like you just can't, I thought that my mother having cancer 3 times was probably the worst thing that I could really go through in life. And then 5 months later, my grandmother, her mother,
are you getting some?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. You're getting some feedback.
Can you hear me?
I don't know why. Yeah.
What about
me?
Is it better? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So I was just sharing that. I thought the hardest battle of my life was about just my mother battling cancer 3 times. And then 5 months later, she passed away in November 2019. And I thought that was like one of the hardest blows to my heart. And then five months later, coming into March, my husband and his mother both were diagnosed with COVID. And they were actually on the same day, March 19th. And on March 21st, my mother's birthday, first birthday without her, they called and confirmed that they had COVID. And he had to be induced into a coma. His mother at the time, she was talking for 3 or 4 days, and then she had to be induced as well into a coma. And then 6 days after they had been in the coma, his brother, my husband's brother, needed to go to the hospital because he also had COVID. So I'm dealing with all of this and feeling like, oh, Lord, just get me out of March. That's That's all I prayed for. Like, Jesus, get me out of March, because it was going down in March. And had no idea April would be something else. You know, but God did get me out of March. My grandmother, she got to get to her 93rd birthday, March 31st.
Yes.
And at that point, my husband was in a coma, along with his mother and along with his brother. And 20 days later for my husband, April 9th, at 3:30 in the morning, I got a call that my grandmother had passed away. And then that same morning at 8:30, I got a call that my husband had woken up. And 2 days after he woken up, the 11th of April, his mother passed. And then about another 3 weeks later, they ended up waking up his brother. And they had to trach him, but he ended up being fine. So it was a lot going on.
That
going
is
on
a lot.
People. It was. And people's so, like, oh, you're
India,
so strong. I'm like, no, my faith is. But, yes.
Exactly. So I just have to ask you, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Like, we just want to know what you did, how you did it. So I say that keeping that strong faith at this time was, this is, I always say, this ain't a time to play. This is not that time, like, okay, I'm praying about a job, and I'm believing that I have that job. So that faith right there is two different things. That faith is going to be,
right,
if I get this job, I really want this job, I can get it. I'm believing in that. Now, the faith that you went to, when I say strong faith, this is like some knock 'em out strong faith, like we cannot play. We cannot hear no foolishness on the right or the left side. We are walking straight ahead, and we are believing only in what God is saying.
Yes,
okay, tunnel vision, strong faith, not wavering, not going nowhere, not listening to no naysayers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
this
and
is
that's
like
what
standing
it was. And
on
what I
some
did was,
strong faith.
I have to share a couple stories. This one in particular, while I was going through all of what I was going through, I was broken, and my faith was really, it could never be completely gone because it was instilled. But I didn't physically at the time see it because I felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders, and I was alone because of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
The virus forces you to be alone. You can't be around with my support system, which is you and my sister. I didn't have that. I was fighting this fight in this big two-story house along with my two children. And
I remember.
It was rough. And I remember just being in my bed, balled up, crying profusely, and begging God, you know. And I was hearing his voice really loud, and then it started to turn down a bit. And turned down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm begging, begging, begging. And he never left me, but he did. I felt as if, for me, I felt like he turned his ear down just a little bit, because I'm begging God. And if you believe in God,
amen.
And he said this to me. He said, if you believe in me, you stop begging me and you start thanking and praising me.
Amen.
And I sat up in my bed, and I'm telling you, it's so dark in my room, and I'm looking around, and everything became so clearly. Because at first I was just, oh God, please, 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 you know, he's like, turn it down just a little bit so I can hear myself, because that's not faith. The faith
is
you believing and you trusting me and who I am and what I can do. And as soon as he did that, turned that ear down a wee bit so I can hear me in a setup, and I don't know if it was the spirit of my granny. Like, we don't do that. We believe in God. We trust God. We praise God through it all. And I sat there in the dark in my room, and then I shot up. And then I just got to the bleach shower, and I got getting whatever COVID was left in here. And I just got to praying, and it just was like renewed. I mean, I was literally happy with everything that was going on. I had a glow because I knew that I believed and I trusted God for no matter what was going to be the end result for my husband, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law. It didn't matter at that point. God told me he got this. And I believed that he got it. And I just started playing. Like I said, I love my gospel music on my loudspeaker throughout the house.
Exactly.
And I'm cleaning and I'm cooking and my sisters are sending me care packages because we couldn't see each other, but they would call me. They were sending packages all the way from L.A. I live in Lancaster. So those who's not familiar, it's like almost 2 hours now away from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So I have a brother-in-law that works at Kaiser there. So they would go and they would send me all the orange juice and the oranges and, you know, to do the steaming.
The hand sanitizer.
Ooh, they sent hand sanitizers, Lysol, bleach. And then Latanya, my older sister, she would call me because she lived in Palmdale, which is about 10 or 15 minutes away from where I actually live in Lancaster. And she would say, okay, sister, the stuff is outside on the car. So I would run out there, and she would wave at me with her double mask on and blow me kisses and put up the fist like, we got this. And I'm like, yes, we do. So me and the kids, we get all the stuff in. And so that helped. And the calls from my family, you as well, and the FaceTimes, you know, and just believing and trusting in God that everything was really going to be. Stop begging and start thinking and start praising. And that's what I've been living by. And I mean, I've been living by it, but I live by it to the T. Not begging God. I'm thanking God. I'm praising God through it all. And knowing and believing it's going to be all right. No matter what the outcome is, it's going to be okay.
Yes. So I think we jumped ahead. We probably gave away the whole entire story and everything else about faith.
There's still more.
Yes, there was some questions that we were supposed to ask you. First, we were going to ask you, and I think you already told us, when did you come to faith in Christ? And I think you said that was when you was a little tot, like with your grandmother, which I know that was all of us. So when did you come into your faith?
Well, physically, I came into faith with, I'll say, my childhood. Some of the things, you know, having a mother who was had an addiction kind of forces you to grow up a little faster than what you're anticipating because, you know, I was exposed to a bit. So through her addiction, the faith became the bond that was formed with my sister. And that was one of the things that I've always spoken about and even at her service that it may have not been the traditional, you know, you marry and have your children way to do things, but the way God set that plan up to make it where we're each other's glue and each other's rock, probably wouldn't have went the same way had my mom would have took the route, the route, you know, which is nothing wrong with being married and having your children. But I'm just saying if we probably would not have been as close as we were and are to this day, you know. So I say at about 12, 13 is when I really began to have to really know and trust God and have serious faith.
Okay, now, when was the time when your faith was at its lowest point?
It was a few times. Definitely one of the times, the first time when it was really at its lowest, it was a few. The first time was, like I said, troubled childhood, and not to get into it too much, but not believing that my sister was going to come back for us, meaning we were living in a situation, wasn't healthy. And when she became of age, she had to go so she can prepare a home. God blessed her to do that. And I didn't believe that she was coming back, but she did. So that was one. And the second one was definitely on July 2nd, 2019. I called you that morning. I was rubbing my mother's head, and I was praying for her. And she had a full-blown seizure in my hands and was going in and out of consciousness. And I didn't know what was going to happen.
I totally forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
I called
totally
you. Forgot that, because what time was that? It was in the,
it was like
what
three,
time?
3-4 in the morning. Like 3-4 in the morning.
Yes. That
yes,
is
ma'am.
True.
And I called you. I sure did. I called you. Yep, I called you. And everything, you were on the phone while everything was unfolding. And then, you know, they induced her. And she woke up 2 days later, her complete self.
Yes,
and, then,
that is truly good.
Yeah, God is amazing. And then with the level of the brain cancer, you know, her still being cognizant in herself until the very end. So those are the first two. And then the last one, for real, was this instance with the loss of my granny, my husband being in a coma, the loss of his mother and his brother being in a coma, was the real trauma of it all coming full circle.
That was.
Yeah,
now,
it was
what
coming
did you
full
do?
Circle.
Now, what steps did you take to restore your faith back up? Because that is very low, all of those points, even with your mother going through the seizure that she was having and then her being coming back 2 days later. What did you do to build that faith back up? You had to recognize that this was God and all of this.
I did.
Like,
I got in my Bible. And I would just pray before I would open it, and I would just open it. And I would pray for God to feed my spirit because he knew what I needed.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't go to specific scripture. I would pray over my Bible before I opened it. And then I would ask him to lead me to the scriptures that I needed to feed my soul, to feed my mind. And I did. And I would read the Bible, and I would listen to my gospel music, and I would just stay on repeat. And it's like every waking moment, even while I'm up, I'm just saying, thank you, Jesus. It's just on my mind. I'm just thanking God all day, every day, on repeat. It's like second nature. Even as I'm talking, my mind is just like, thank you, Lord. I'm just so grateful. You know, for just everything, and to be able to be on the other side and be like, "Woo, God pulled you through this." You know, it's something when you see it for yourself, how God moves. It's one thing to hear it as a child and you kind of don't get it, but it's another thing to watch him say, "Hey, step back, watch me work." Because when my mom had those seizures, and they induced her. They didn't think she was waking back up.
Exactly.
And they were like, this is pretty much it. And for me, God was like, watch this. And I was just looking at them. I never cried. I just looked at them as they were talking to me. One being a family member, my sister, who was the nurse that worked on her mother, stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
Noelle was working on Mama, which is my stepsister.
Yes.
And she was just like, it's just no way. And I just was, I never said anything. I just looked at everybody as they seemed to be gut punched. I just looked. I just scanned the room.
Well, because you have to understand, you didn't know what you were doing, but they'll refer to it as a good way to exercise your faith is to praise him in the midst of your pain. So everything that was going on, you were just watching him and thanking him for everything that he was doing.
Yes.
So you were just seeing miracles. You literally were exercising your faith.
And it's a beautiful thing, but it's a scary thing. Because I'm praying over this lady. I'm rubbing her, I'm massaging her head, and I'm talking to her. And she's saying, I just want you to pray for me. And I'm praying for her, mm-hmm. And I'm rubbing her head. And she finally seemed to get relaxed because she wasn't relaxed. My mother was extremely spoiled. We treated this lady like royalty. And the days before, like I said, she lived in Los Angeles. I lived in Lancaster, which is like an hour and a half, 2 hours away. This particular time, she was going back and forth to the hospital. And she said, don't leave me unless they keep me in the hospital. And I said, Mommy, I told you I'm not going to go home until I know what they're going to do. Because I know, you know, I was taking care of her. So I'm like, so if they're not going to keep you, then of course I'm coming back to you. Oh, okay. So they eventually discharged her from Cedars-Sinai. And the next morning she was supposed to go to her home hospital, which was City of Hope in Pasadena, California. However, so she called me that night and she said, well, I'm home. Are you going to come? I'm like, yes, Mom, I'm coming. So I got there. And I got there probably about 9:30, 10. And, you know, I fed her. We talked. We prayed. And she just kept wanting me to pray for her. And that's all I did. And then around 4 o'clock in the morning, she just had, you know, a full-blown seizure in my hands. And I watched this lady fight. I watched God come in and bless. Mm-hmm. I watched them shave her head as we went to City of Hope after she woke up out of Sentinella and get those radiation scans on her head, 10 mm-hmm. treatments every other day. Strong. She didn't have any more seizures.
Very strong.
They laced her bed with the padding for just in case, mm-hmm. but she didn't have any more. She didn't. She was herself. I've made her up a couple times and put some makeup on her and jewelry. You know, so God is amazing, and he aligns you with what you need, and you don't even know.
That's right.
You don't even have an idea how he's setting up the structure in your life for you to come out on the other side if you're willing to accept
him. Now, for you,
and that is amazing.
I'm sorry. Now, was there any scriptures that you stood on, or were you just always in your Bible looking? Because I know some people that are just like you who just open up their Bible and they just go to that scripture. They let God just do, like, God, lead me to the scripture that you want me to read, and that's where it is. And then there's other people who just stand on certain scriptures. Was there any scriptures that you stood on during this season of this time?
Not at that time. I felt like I just wanted him to guide me completely because he was guiding me the whole way. So I would just pray.
Was there any music or any worship, like that one song that you, was there any of like that, just that one song that you had in your head and I have to hear this every day? Was there anything
Better Days, if you're familiar with Leandria Johnson, Better Days.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That is one of my go-to. Better Days Are Coming. That is one of my go-to.
There you go.
Because it's speaking to the spirit.
Yes.
Telling you that there's better days ahead mm-hmm. for your mother, for your father, your sister, your brother, for you. You just got to hold fast. And that was definitely one of my go-tos. And then there's a choir. I have to look up the name. It's in my playlist. And it's going to be big. And he's yelling. And he's saying that God is getting ready to open the gates of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And it's going to be big for whatever problems that you're going through. It's going to be big. God is about to bless you. God is about to blow your mind. This is the word.
Holy.
And it just, Yeah, God is about to blow your mind, and it's going to be big. And, you know, so I just had so many different, you know, songs from, you know, that I put in my playlist to feed my soul. And God is just amazing. There's another one by Tina Campbell called Destiny. And it's just like so many songs.
To hear Tina Campbell sing is amazing. People, I know that when she was with her sister, bomb. But, I mean, like, her voice is unreal. Like, a lot of people, I'm like, by herself, both of them together are amazing. Both of them separate are amazing. But Tina can blow.
She is anointing in a whole nother deep down into the soul, blurred out. And I was just, you know, listening to her this morning, and I like Psalm 64 by Smokey Norfolk. That is a good one too.
So I have a
beautiful playlist, and another one by LeAndrea Johnson is Struggle Not. That was another one of the ones that registered to me and my struggle. But I, like I said, I made a playlist, and I would just let them go and just be, woo! And it's so funny,
you know,
because my son, too.
You know, last week we talked about faith, and I was saying how we never, ever think like, so for my grandmother, for my mother, I never thought I would have faith the size that they had, because we always thought, okay, we have this little bit of faith, but faith comes in, and it can come in strong when you need it, especially when you're going through the situation that you are going through. So I was telling the listeners that, you know, you have these small situations, and you just, okay, like I was saying, I mean, you know, you really just, oh, okay, this is something minor. It's not going to be that big. But when you were going through a situation like you were going through, like you are like shocked and amazed, and that, bam, it's like right there, and this is not the time to waver. I was so shocked and impressed with you on how well you did, because this was not a joke. This was like, people don't understand. This was so real. And,
you know, Sean,
not that you, it was very challenging.
With nobody but me and Jesus, literally.
Yes.
Because even though the people you guys wanted to be there, you could not. So this is back against the wall, and Jesus in front of me like, girl, sit down, I got you.
Yes.
And he did everything.
Yes. So during this season,
it was really touch and go for Demetrius, which is my husband.
It was.
They and you know what saved him also was the fact that he didn't do any drugs. And they told me that. They said, had he been a 45-year-old man who did any kind of drugs, they wouldn't have, but he told me they wouldn't have wasted their time with doing the ECMO for him. Because
he was doing
like
some clinical trials almost.
In vain. Yeah, they said it would have been in vain. So that is what really saved him, for the fact that he didn't do anything. They said he wouldn't have been able to endure it. And they said, your husband is strong. He's a rope, you know, he's a strong man. And, you know, he should be okay. And he was in Kaiser for 2 days.
But just the faith that you had, walking through this season, the faith that you had, do you have any suggestions for other women? Was there any people who helped you along during this season? How do they keep and reclaim their faith if other women are having any of these issues that you went through? What suggestions would you give to them?
In God. Start trusting.
Now is not the time to beg.
Thanking. Because for me, like, I'm begging, it's like a plea, because I don't have any faith that you can do this.
Exactly.
But if I believe you're king of all kings,
uh-huh.
you know what I mean? If I'm praying, I'm not praying
yes.
to a human, a mere mortal. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
uh-huh.
putting my faith in a human. So because I believe in my heart of hearts and it was instilled in me that there is something beyond. You know, and you've never even seen it, but you feel it. You can feel him in you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop begging God. Start thanking
mm-hmm.
God. Start giving him the praise. Just thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All day in your head, every day. That's the only thing that I can tell you to do to really condition yourself is to start thanking
mm-hmm.
God. Pray. Get in your Bible.
Amen.
Condition yourself. That's
mm-hmm.
the best advice that I can give is really get in your spirit, talk to the Lord like it's like chewing gum, like walking the steps, like
exactly.
waking up. It's everything is thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you. Oh, my goodness. I just thank you. That's all I do all day, every day. And I just give him the praise all day, every day,
mm-hmm.
On repeat. Because I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful to feel that he feels that I'm worthy of his praise, of his grace. I'm worthy. He showed me like, hey, I mess with you. I got you, and I appreciate it. I'm like, thank you, Lord, because at the time I really didn't know. But he was like, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I won't never go nowhere. It's you that leaves me. I'm always right here. Some people say, oh, God
yes.
left me. No, you don't do that. No,
nope.
sir. No, ma'am.
He never
you made
will.
That left.
Never.
He's always been right there. And I believe
uh-huh.
that, and I stand on that. And that's all I can say is get your condition on. Get your worry about how you are with Christ. Get your condition on to get your faith up. Running those laps
yes.
mentally with the Lord. Have your one-on-one. Talk to him. Thank him. Through it all. And that's another thing. You got to thank him through it all, through your bad times,
yeah.
through your good times. Don't stop praising because he's showing you these blessings. Oh, Lord, you blessed me. So you're not praising. That's when you're supposed
mm-hmm.
to praise the most because guess what? The
that's
devil's
right.
sitting over there mad. Oh, the devil is big mad. The devil is like, ooh, he's trying to figure out a way to get in there. So he big mad. So you better believe when he blessing you, you better really be getting them praises off as them blessings is rolling in. Because the devil like, oh, I'm about to find a portal. Let me see. Well, let me get
yes.
one of these kids she got.
I'm about to find a loophole.
Let me throw one
yes.
of these kids in the mix.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
that's right.
or just anything. Or one of these drivers to cut her off. Ooh, we know how we hate to be cut
yes.
off. You know, let me figure out a way. You know, let me get somebody to be a little rude to her while she's out. I'm telling you, you've got to get conditioned. I thank God every day. I tell everybody I'm a work in progress. I am working on me.
We all are.
I'm trying to be better because we all fall short sometimes. But I'll be like, a lot of things that have happened. And I'm like, Lord, you are really changing me. Because normally things would have went a lot different. But because I'm believing in you and I'm trusting you, because you've already showed me just a little bit. That is not what you can do. You show me just a minute of what you can do if I'm trusting and
uh-huh.
believing you. And don't let all of these hurdles get in my way. Yeah, I'm I jump over at least 90% of them, 99%. Sometimes I run through them, but I'm working on me. But
yes.
majority of them, I don't even have to jump. I redirect. Oh, let me go to the left because I see what you're trying to do. If you believe
mm-hmm.
in God, he'll show you before they even happen. Like, you know,
yes.
if you go on over here, this is going to be waiting for you, right, Jesus? Let me go on over here to the left, like Beyonce. Let me not even go on
goodness.
Over that way. So I don't
exactly.
even. If you get in tune with him, he'll show you where them spirits are before you even get there. Like, you know, and I'll be like, you're absolutely right, Jesus. I'm going to go on over here.
Right.
Because I don't even want to entertain the negativity. So I'm just saying, once again, I just on repeat. I give praise on repeat. I give thanks on repeat. I'm grateful on repeat. That's what I do. That's the only advice I can really give, is to give praise and be thankful and allow the Most High to know that I'm grateful and I thank you.
Okay. I'm thankful, grateful. I am so happy that you came on and shared your story with us tonight. This is an amazing story, and other people will be so encouraged to listen to it. So I will be talking to you later. I'll give you a call later, probably tomorrow. I love you, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
I love you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Love you, too.
Thanks to all for listening.
Oh,
and everybody,
no, thank you.
Get your faith up. Just all you got to do is say thank you and praise them.
Yes.
That's it.
Amen, little Riri.
That's it.
Good night.
Good night. Love you, cousin. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye. Wow. When I tell you, you see, you think you're the only one who are going through these trials and these tribulations. India said that she thanks him on repeat. She praises him on repeat. She is just thankful for all of the things that Jesus has done for her. I mean, you cannot tell us this story was amazing. Here she lost her mother, almost lost her husband. She lost his mom, our grandmother, and then the brother-in-law. He was okay, but they all three of them were on a ventilator. So if she can thank him through the midst of every storm that she was going through, and on repeat thanking him and praising him and worshiping him, everything that God gives you, you just have to go through these storms and know that you have to be strong. This is not time to have a wavering faith. This is no time to listen to the naysayers. We just have to block them out. And like India said, we're going to have to put our blinders on and just go straight ahead. So these women of faith, when I tell you, the stories just get better and better. And every week we will have a different guest on, and they will just give you their testimonies. They will give you their stories of what, their encouraging stories of what they are going through. And again, like I said, we just encourage, we inspire, we uplift women. So we will just listen to their stories and just continue to build on it. We just want to help women in their walks in faith. So next week we will be having some younger people coming on. So some women who are in their 20s, there'll be two of them. One will be my daughter, that's Shannon Burrell, and the other one will be Natalie. And Natalie and Shannon are both college graduates last year. And they just have some stories that will encourage you also. So this will be a time for the young ladies to come on and just bless us with their information that we know nothing about, at least I don't. So I am hoping that the younger crowd will be available next week just to listen to their amazing stories. I personally want to know what kind of faith did they have to go through. What was their faith walk? Was it money challenges? Was it the other kids used your blow dryer? What was these challenges? So I can't wait to hear their stories next week. And so, again, this is Faith Is Your Way Out, and we are encouraged just to continue to listen to these stories from everyone, and we will talk to you next week. Bye, and have a good night.